And now Chapter 11 of the Madhyalila, the Beda Kirtan pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. The Lord gave the Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but added that if his statement were suitable, he would accept it, and if it were not, he would reject it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said,
"There is a king named Pratapa Rudra Rai. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission."
As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, "My dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Since I am in the renounced order, it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. They are both just like drinking poison." Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied,
"My dear Lord, what you have said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He is a great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath."
"Although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, he is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, even though a woman be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form. Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person and a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth." Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. At this time, Maharaj Prataparudra arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Rai also came with him. Ramananda Rai immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced him, and both of them began to cry in the great ecstasy of love. Seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Rai, all the devotees there were astonished. Ramananda Rai said, "I duly informed King Prataparudra of your order for me to retire from service, and by your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. I said, 'Your Majesty, I am now not willing to engage in political activities. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me permission.' When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately, upon hearing your name, he was very pleased. Indeed, he instantly arose from his throne and embraced me. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed by a great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus, the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, "I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service." The king then said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth he will allow me an interview." My Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him." Lord Krishna told Arjuna, "Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are the devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. My devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship my devotees and find all living entities related to me. For me, they engage the entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech in the glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus my devotees are characterized." In the Padma Purana it is said, Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. Those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities." Paramananda Puri, Ramananda Bhadati Gosani, Svarup Damodar Gosani, Lord Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and others were present before the Lord at that time. Sri Ramananda Rai, therefore, offered his obeisances to all the Lord's devotees, in particular to the four spiritual masters. Thus Ramananda Rai suitably met all the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next asked Ramananda Roy, "Have you already visited the temple of the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath?" Ramananda Roy replied, "I shall now go and visit the temple." "What have you done, my dear Roy? Why did you not first see Lord Jagannath and then come here? Why have you come here first?" Ramananda Roy said, "Why? The legs are like the chariot, and the heart is like the charioteer. Wherever the heart takes the living entity is obliged to go. What shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I could not consider going first to Lord Jagannath's temple." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, "Immediately go to Lord Jagannath's temple to see the Lord. Then go home and meet your family members." Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Roy hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramananda? When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, he called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Bhattacharya went to see the king offered him respects and made the following inquiries. The king asked, "Have you submitted my petition to the Lord?" Sarvabhauma replied,
"Yes, with much endeavor I have tried my best. Yet despite my great endeavor, the Lord would not agree to see a king. Indeed, he said that if he were asked again, he would quit Jagannath Puri and go elsewhere."
Hearing this, the king became very unhappy and, greatly lamenting, began to speak as follows. "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended just to deliver all kinds of sinful, low-born persons. Consequently, he has delivered sinners like Jagai and Madai. Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnated to deliver all kinds of sinners, with the exception of a king named Maharaj Prataparudra? Alas, has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his advent, deciding that he will deliver all others, with the exception of me? He bestows his merciful glance upon many lower class men who are usually not even to be seen. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him. If I do not receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, my body and my kingdom, they are certainly useless." Hearing King Prataparudra's determination, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became thoughtful. Indeed, he was very astonished to see the king's determination. Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said,
"My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it will definitely be bestowed upon you."
As soon as Bhattacharya saw the king's firm determination, he declared,
"The Supreme Lord is approached only by pure love, and your love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very deep. Therefore, without a doubt, he will be merciful upon you. There is one means by which you can directly see him. On the day of the Ka festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance before the deity in great ecstatic love. On that Ratha Yatra festival, on that day, after dancing before the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter the Gundicha garden. At that time, you should go there alone, stripped of your royal dress. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the Gundicha, yes, then you should also go there and read. Yes, you read 5 chapters about Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis. And this way you can catch hold of the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be in a mood of ecstatic love without external consciousness. At that time, you should begin to recite those chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he will embrace you, knowing you to be a pure Vaishnava. The Lord has already changed his mind due to Ramananda Rai's description of your pure love for him."
Maharaj Prataparudra took Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instructions. Thus he felt transcendental happiness. When the king asked Bhattacharya when the bathing ceremony or Snana Yatra of Lord Jagannath would take place, Bhattacharya replied that there were only 3 days left before the ceremony. After thus encouraging the king, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. After seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Due to the separation of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great anxiety, such as the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. The devotees following the Lord came into his presence and requested him to return to Puri. They submitted that the devotees from Bengal were coming to Purushottam Kshetra. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. He then went to King Prataparudra and informed him of the Lord's arrival. At this time, Gopinathacharya came there while Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with King Prataparudra. Being a Brahmin, he offered his benediction to the king and addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows.
About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced devotees and specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them have already arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra and are waiting there. I desire residential quarters and prasad arrangements for them.
The king replied,
I shall give orders to the attendant of the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasad as you desire. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please show me one after another all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the king,
Go up on the roof of the palace, and Gopinath Acharya, he knows every one of the devotees. He will identify them for you. Actually, I do not know any of them, although I have a desire to know them. Since Gopinath Acharya knows them all, he will give you all their names.
After Sarvabhauma said this, he went up to the top of the palace with the king and Gopinath Acharya. At this time, all the Vaishnav devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace. Svarup Damodar and Govinda, taking the flower garlands and prasad of Lord Jagannath, proceeded to where all the Vaishnavs were standing. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first sent them both in advance. The king inquired, Who are these two? Please let me know their identity. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied,
Here is Svarup Damodar, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees from Bengal.
At the beginning, Svarup Damodar came forward and garlanded Advaitacharya. Govinda next came and offered a second garland to Advaitacharya. After Govinda offered his obeisances by falling down flat before Advaitacharya, Advaitacharya asked Svarup Damodar about his identity, for he did not know Govinda at that time. Govinda was the servant of Ishvar Puri. He's very highly qualified. Ishvar Puri ordered Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus the Lord keeps him by his side. The king inquired, To whom did Svarup Damodar and Govinda offer the two garlands? His bodily effulgence is so great that he must be a very great devotee. Please let me know who he is. Gopinathacharya replied,
His name is Advaitacharya. He is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is therefore the topmost devotee. Here are Srivas Pandit, Vakrishvar Pandit, Vidyanidhi Acharya, and Gadadhar Pandit. And oh there's Acharya Ratna. Purandara Pandit, Gangadesh Pandit, and Shankara Pandit. And here are Murari Gupta, Pandit Narayan, and Haridas Thakur, the deliverer of the whole universe. And here is Hari Bhatt. And there is Nrisringananda. Here are Vasudev Dutt and Shivananda Sen. Here also are Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. They are three brothers, and their Sankirtan congregational chanting pleases the Lord very much. And here is Raghava Pandit, and there's Acharya Nandan, and there's Sriman Pandit, and here are Srikanta and Narayan. Here is Suklambar, and see, there is Sridhar, And here is Vijay, and there is Vallabhasen. Here is Purushottam, and there is Saninagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Just please see them. And here are Mukundadas, Narahari, Sri Raghunandan, Chiranjeeva, Sulochan, and all the residents of Kanda. How many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. The king said, "Upon seeing these devotees, I am much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of a million suns, nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. I have never before seen such ecstatic love, nor heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor seen such dancing during Sankirtan." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "The sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of the Lord known as Prema Sankirtan, congregation of chanting and love of Godhead. In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna is the religious principle for this age. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by congregational chanting should be understood to be very, very intelligent. One who does not do so must be considered a victim of this age and bereft of all intelligence. As it is said in the Bhagavatam, in the age of Kali, intelligent persons must perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates and servants, weapons, and confidential companions."
The king said, "According to evidence given in revealed scriptures, it is concluded that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Why then are learned scholars sometimes indifferent to him?"
"Only a person who has received but a small fraction of mercy from the Lord can understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. No one else can understand this. If the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bestowed upon a person, regardless of how learned a scholar that person may be, and regardless of his seeing or listening, he cannot accept the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, the Bhagavatam says, 'My Lord, if one is favored even by a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years.'"
Instead of visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, all the devotees are running toward the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
"Yes, this is spontaneous love. All the devotees are very anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, the devotees will meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then take him with them to the temple to see Lord Jagannath."
The son of Bhavananda Rai, named Baninath, along with 5 or 7 other men, is going there to take the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Indeed, Baninath has already gone to the residence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has taken a huge quantity of Mahaprasad. Please let me know the reason for this.
"Understanding that all the devotees have come, Lord Chaitanya gave the sign, and therefore they have brought such great quantities of Mahaprasad."
"Why have they not observed the regulations for visiting the pilgrimage place, such as fasting and shaving and so on? Why have they first eaten prasad?"
"What you have said is right according to the regulative principles governing the visiting of holy places. But there is another path, which is the path of spontaneous love. According to those principles, there are subtle intricacies involved in the execution of religious principles. The scriptural injunctions for shaving and fasting are indirect orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when there is a direct order from the Lord to take prasad, naturally, the devotees take prasad as their first duty. When Mahaprasad is not available, there must be fasting. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead orders one directly to take prasad, neglecting such an opportunity is offensive. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing prasad with his transcendental hand, who will neglect such an opportunity and accept the regulative principles of fasting? Previously, the Lord gave me Mahaprasad rice one morning, and I ate it. Yes, I ate just sitting in my bed without even having washed out my mouth. The man to whom the Lord shows his mercy by inspiring him within the heart takes shelter only of Lord Krishna and abandons all Vedic and social customs. When one is inspired by the Lord who is sitting in everyone's heart, he does not care for social custom or Vedic regulative principles.
After this, King Prataparudra came down from the top of his palace to the ground and called for Kashi Mishra and the inspector in the temple. Maharaj Prataparudra then told Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector, "Provide all the devotees and associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with comfortable residences, convenient eating facilities for prasad, and convenient visiting arrangements at the temple, so that there will not be any difficulty. The orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. Although the Lord may not give direct orders, you are still to carry out his desires simply by understanding his indications." Saying this, the king gave permission to them to leave. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also went to see the assembly of all the Vaishnavs. From a distant place, both Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavs with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beginning from the right side of the lion gate, or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavs began to proceed toward the house of Kashi Mishra. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavs on the road with great jubilation. First, Advaitacharya offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. Seeing the time and circumstance, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. After this, all the devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur, offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. The Lord addressed all the devotees, one after another, and took all of them with him into the house. Since the residence of Kashi Mishra was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very overcrowded. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand he offered them garlands and sandalwood pulp. After this, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met all the Vaishnavs at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a befitting manner. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Advaita Acharya Prabhu, saying sweetly, "My dear sir, today I have become perfect because of your arrival." Advaita Acharya Prabhu replied,
"This is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is personally complete and full of all opulences, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes."
As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudev Dutt, the father of Mukunda Dutt, he immediately became very happy and, placing his hand on his body, began to speak. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although Mukunda is my friend from childhood, I nonetheless take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him." Vasudev replied,
"Mukunda got your association in the beginning. As such, he has taken shelter at your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth."
Thus Vasudev Dutt admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his son. He said,
"Although Mukunda is my junior, he first received your favor. Consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus he is superior in all good qualities."
The Lord said, "For your sake only, I have brought two books from South India. The books are kept with Svarup Damodar, and you can get them copied." Hearing this, Vasudev became very glad. Indeed, each and every Vaishnav copied the two books. By and by, the two books, the Brahma Samhita and the Krishna Karnamrita, were broadcast all over India. The Lord addressed Srivas and his brothers with great love and affection, saying, "I am so obliged that I am purchased by your four brothers." Srivas then replied to the Lord,
"Why are you speaking in such a contradictory way? Rather, we four brothers have been purchased by your mercy."
After seeing Shankara, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodar, "My affection for you is on the platform of affection with awe and reverence. Therefore, keep your younger brother Shankara with you, because he is connected to me by pure unalloyed love." Damodar Pandit replied,
"Shankara is my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him."
Then turning toward Sivananda Sen, the Lord said, "I know that from the very beginning your affection for me has been very great." Immediately upon hearing this, Sivananda Sen became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground offering obeisances to the Lord. He then began to recite the following verse.
"O my Lord, O Unlimited One, although I was merged in the ocean of nations, I have now, after a long time, attained you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear Lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy."
Murari Gupta at first did not meet the Lord, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer obeisances. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see Murari amongst the devotees, he inquired about him. Thereupon many people immediately went to Murari, running to take him to the Lord. Thus Murari Gupta, catching two bunches of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. Upon seeing Murari come to meet him, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him, but Murari began to run away and speak as follows.
"My Lord, please do not touch me. I am most abominable and am not fit for your touch because my body is sinful."
The Lord said, "My dear Murari, please restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see your meekness." Saying this, the Lord embraced Murari and had him sit down by his side. The Lord then began to cleanse his body with his own hands. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again and again embraced all the devotees, including Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, Pandit Gadadhar, Gangadas, Haribhatta, and Acharya Purandara. The Lord described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. After thus offering respect to each and every devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant. However, not seeing Haridas Thakur, he inquired, "Where is Haridas?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road, offering obeisances. Haridas Thakur did not come to the Lord's meeting place, but remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. All the devotees then went to Haridas Thakur, saying, "The Lord wants to meet you. Please come immediately." Haridas Thakur replied,
I cannot go near the temple because I am a low-caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there.
Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire.
If I could just get to a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire.
When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. At this time, Kashi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, both Kashi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with them in a befitting manner. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute Mahaprasad to all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinathacharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residence Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent offer. Then the Lord told Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Lord Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasad to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, nearby my place, in this garden of flowers, is one single room that is very solitary. Please give that room to me, for I have need of it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. Kashi Mishra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
everything belongs to you. What is the use of your begging? By your own will, you can take whatever you like. My Lord, we are your two servants and are here just to carry out your orders. By your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want.
Saying this, Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector took their departure, and Gopinath and Vaninath went with them. Gopinath was then shown all the residential places, and Vaninath was given large quantities of food or Mahaprasad left by Lord Jagannath. Thus Vaninath Rai returned with large quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants, along with cakes and other good edibles. Gopinathacharya also returned after cleansing all the residential quarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas and requested that they listen to him. He said, now you can go to your respective residential quarters. Go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple. After doing so, please come back here and take your lunch. After offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees departed for their residences, and Gopinathacharya showed them their respective quarters. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Haridas Thakur, and he saw him engaged in chanting the Maha Mantra with ecstatic love. Haridas chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as Haridas Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down like a stick to offer him obeisances, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and embraced him. Then both the Lord and his servant began to cry in ecstatic love. Indeed, the Lord was transformed by the quality of his servant, and the servant was transformed by the quality of his master. Haridas Thakur said,
my dear Lord, please do not touch me, for I am most fallen and untouchable, and am the lowest of men.
The Lord said, I wish to touch you just to be purified,
for your purified activities do not exist in me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exalted Haridas Thakur, stating, "At every moment you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and at every moment you perform great sacrifices, austerity, and charity. You are constantly studying the four Vedas, and you are far better than any Brahmin or sannyasi." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. "My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated Brahmin. Although he may be born in a family of dog-eaters, and therefore by material calculation may be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. He has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garden, and there, in a very secluded place, he showed him his residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Haridas Thakur, "Remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I shall personally come here to meet with you daily. Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra on the top of the temple and offer obeisances. As far as your prasad is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here." When Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very much pleased. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence after taking a bath in the sea, all the devotees, headed by Advaita Prabhu, went to bathe in the sea. After bathing in the sea, all the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu returned, and on their return, they saw the top of the Jagannath temple. They then went to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take their luncheon. One after the other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in their proper places. He then began to distribute prasad with his own transcendental hand. All the devotees were served prasad on plantain leaves, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed on each leaf a quantity suitable for two or three men to eat, for his hand could not distribute less than that. All the devotees kept their hands raised over the prasad distributed to them, for they did not want to eat without seeing the Lord eat first. Svarup Damodar Goswami then informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Unless you sit and take prasad, no one will accept it. Gopinath Acharya has invited all the sannyasis who remained with you to come and take prasad. Gopinath Acharya has already come, bringing sufficient remnants of food to distribute to all the sannyasis, and sannyasis like Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bhadati are waiting for you. You may sit down and accept the luncheon with Nityananda Prabhu, and I shall distribute the prasad to all the Vaishnavs." After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carefully delivered some prasad into the hands of Govinda to be given to Haridas Thakur. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sat down to accept lunch with the other sannyasis, and Gopinath Acharya began to distribute the prasad with great pleasure. Then Svarup Damodar Goswami, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda all began to distribute prasad to the devotees with great pleasure. They ate all kinds of cakes and sweet rice, filling themselves up to their throats, and at intervals they vibrated the holy name of the Lord in great jubilation. After everyone had finished his lunch and washed his mouth and hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally decorated everyone with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. After thus accepting prasad, they all went to take rest at their respective residences, and in the evening they again came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
At this time, Ramananda Roy also came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord took the opportunity to introduce all the Vaishnavas to him. The great personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then took all of them to the temple of Jagannath and began the congregational chanting of the holy name there. After seeing the Dup Arti of the Lord, they all began congregational chanting. Then the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, came and offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to everyone. Four parties were then distributed in four directions to perform Sankirtan, and in the middle of them, the Lord himself, known as the son of Mother Shachi, began to dance. In the four groups, there were 8 mridangas and 32 cymbals. Altogether, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound, and everyone said, "Very good! Yes, very good!" When the tumultuous vibration of Sankirtan resounded, all good fortune immediately awakened, and the sound penetrated the whole universe to the 14 planetary systems. When the congregational chanting began, ecstatic love immediately overflooded everything, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri came running. Everyone was astonished to see such a performance of Sankirtan, and they all agreed that never before had Kirtan been so performed and ecstatic love of God so exhibited. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the temple of Jagannath and continuously danced about the whole area. As the circumambulation was performed, the four Kirtan parties sang in the front and in the rear. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down to the ground, Sri Nityananda Rai Prabhu lifted him up. While Kirtan was going on, there was a transformation of ecstatic love and much tears, jubilation, trembling, perspiration, and deep resounding in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing this transformation, all the people present became very much astonished. The tears from the eyes of the Lord came out with great force, like water from a syringe. Indeed, all the people who surrounded him were moistened by his tears. After circumambulating the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time remained at the rear of the temple and continued his Sankirtan. On all four sides, the four Sankirtan groups chanted very loudly, and in the middle, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, jumping high. After dancing for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became still and ordered four great personalities to begin to dance. In one group, Nityananda Prabhu began to dance, and in another group, Advaitacharya began to dance. In another group, Vakrishvar Pandit, and in another group, Srivas Thakur began to dance. While this dancing was going on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched them and performed a miracle. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood in the middle of the dancers, and all the dancers in all directions perceived that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at them. Wanting to see the dancing of the four great personalities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited himself in such a way to appear as if he were seeing everyone. Everyone who saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that he was performing a miracle, but they did not know how it was that he could see from all four sides. In his own pastimes in Vrindavan, when Krishna used to eat on the bank of the Yamuna and sit in the center of his friends, every one of the cowherd boys would perceive that Krishna was looking at him. In the same way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, everyone saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was facing him. When someone came nearby while dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tightly embrace him. Upon seeing the great dancing, great love, and great sankirtan, all the people of Jagannath Puri floated in an ecstatic ocean of love. Hearing the greatness of the sankirtan, King Prataparudra went up to the top of his palace and watched the performance with his personal associates. The king was very astonished to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and the king's anxiety to meet him increased unlimitedly. After the sankirtan ended, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched the offering of flowers to the Lord Jagannath deity. Then he and all the Vaishnavs returned to his residence. The superintendent of the temple then brought large quantities of prasad, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally distributed to all the devotees. Finally, they all departed to rest in bed. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Shachi Mata, performed his pastimes. As long as the devotees remained at Jagannath Puri with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastime of Sankirtan was performed with great jubilation every day. In this way, I have explained the Lord's pastime of Sankirtan, and I bless everyone with this benediction. By listening to this description, one will surely become a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 11 of the Madhya Leela, the Beda Kirtan Pastimes.